Hello, Christine here with another lockdown tale. Many of you will know the arena that is at Victoria Station in Manchester. As you pull it into the station, it's up above you. And as if you come out of the station and go down as though you're going down towards the Manchester Cathedral, the steps going up to the arena are on your right-hand side. So you really don't have to go out of Victoria Station to be able to get into the arena itself. It has its own special rail entrance door. Now, this particular arena has the highest seating capacity of any indoor venue in the United Kingdom and the second largest in Europe, with a capacity of 21,000 seats. And it's one of the world's busiest indoors arenas, hosting music and sporting events. And the arena was a key part of Manchester's bids to host the Olympic Games in 1996 and 2000, and was eventually used for the 2002 Commonwealth Games. You'll remember that the arena was temporarily closed following a terror attack by a suicide bomber on the 22nd of May 2017, in which a suicide bomber killed 22 people and injured 500 more at the end of an Ariana Grande concert during her Dangerous Woman tour. Shows that were scheduled to be at the arena were either moved to alternative venues or cancelled completely. The arena was reopened on the 9th of September with a special benefit concert headlined by Manchester-born singer Noel Gallagher. Now, the arena, when it was full, hosted 21,000 people. It's just mind-boggling, is that? Because before it was bombed, I sang there only once, but I sang there, and it was such an occasion. It was a concert that had been arranged by the impresario Raymond Gubby. He used to arrange all these fantastic concerts with spectacular lighting displays, and we had some militia firing proper guns during the Tchaikovsky overture, and the soloists were all top flight. We had the Halle Orchestra, so we were singing to the Halle, and it really was quite an occasion. Except that singing in the hall, because it was so enormous and had people in front of you and behind you, all the way around in two tiers, holding 21,000, of course, and it was full. And because it was so vast, when we sang, we had to have headphones on because we couldn't hear the people next to us. Because the sound from the orchestra took so long to reach us, that if we hadn't have more or less sung exactly to the conductor's beat, then all the singing would have been right fuzzy and horrible. And so you had to sing exactly on the conductor's beat, and you more or less had to have what's called perfect pitch. So you it was more or less like singing in your own bath, really, just so that somebody else was conducting it. But I had that privilege, and you could see underneath as well, behind the scenes. The security was tremendous, as you can imagine. The underneath it was a bit like underneath a football stadium, because it had all been built up in tiers. And I bet there was about, oh, I certainly saw four huge, huge wagons, the pantechnicons that take the props and things like that around, and they were just lost in the space. It was a huge space underneath. So they had the special lighting effects. They had the guns from this militia, all dressed up as Russian cavalry, I think. I presume so, because of the Tchaikovsky. and fireworks. There were a load of fireworks going off, flames all around. It was just tremendous, absolute tremendous. And then when we came home, having done the concert, we were on the Manchester train all the way, and it dropped off in Rochdale and Littleborough and Todmorden. And nearly everybody who had been on that train had been to the concert, and they were all absolutely high as kites. And it was a real, real privilege, and I wanted to share it with you. Keep safe. Keep safe. Bye-bye from Christine. Bye.